Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, as we begin this week, we also enter into the depth and the mystery of the season of Advent. This is the second day of the new year in the liturgical cycle of our holy Catholic faith. Last week, we celebrated the solemnity of Jesus Christ, the King of the Universe. It brought to a close last year. Now we begin a new year. We begin a new year with a new season, and this new season has marks about it or characteristics about it. Not the least of which is the spirit of preparation for the coming of the Lord, for the coming of Jesus Christ. In this season of Advent, we are given an opportunity to prepare for the coming of Jesus. There are several different arrivals of the Lord, we might call them. The first takes us back into time when all of humanity was groaning and moaning for God to become present in the flesh, for God to set us free, for God to liberate us, for God to bring us life. The readings for the Holy Mass during this season of Advent will, in the first reading anyway, particularly come from the holy prophets, especially Isaiah. Isaiah will speak to the hearts of humanity who have turned away from the Lord. They've turned away from mystery, and they've settled for that which is boring. They've settled for darkness rather than light. They settle for themselves rather than for the Lord. We hear the words of Isaiah, and he prepares their hearts by tilling them, by breaking them open. He prepares them for the coming of the Lord, the first coming of the Lord. He even tells them what to look forward to so as to know that the Lord is on his way. In his prophecy, he's the one that makes it very clear that a virgin will conceive, a virgin will give birth. Isaiah's words then prepare us for the first coming of the Lord. There is another coming of the Lord that this holy season of Advent helps us to take full stock of and to be prepared for so as to enter into the fullness and the depth of the mystery of our holy faith, to encounter the mystery of the living God, and that is the coming of the Lord in the Holy Mass. All too often, we take for granted the great gift, the incredible opportunity to pray the Holy Mass, to come face to face, heart to heart, with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to us in the breaking of the bread, in the happy union that is the altar of the living God, where heaven and earth touch. If our participation at Holy Mass is something other than holy, then there has to be a change takes place. Whether the change is within our own heart, within our own disposition, whether it's with regard to our attention to the prayers of the Mass, to the readings of sacred scripture, or maybe it's not even within us. Maybe it's within the community. A change needs to take place within the community, or a change needs to take place in the disposition of the priest. But if our experience of heaven on earth at the Holy Mass is not holy, and yet we are striving to be prepared for the coming of the Lord, there has to be a change. The first coming of the Lord is in his birth. The second coming of the Lord is in the Eucharist at the Mass, where the Lord comes to claim us for himself in that holy encounter that is our reception of Jesus in Holy Communion. It's an opportunity to take a moment to consider the gravity of the reality where we receive the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ, in Holy Communion. You know, when you hear numbers and statistics like 7 out of 10 Catholics don't believe in the true presence, that's what that's really saying is 7 out of 10 Catholics don't receive. They don't come to Mass. They don't live the faith. They don't believe that Jesus comes to claim them for himself. They just don't believe. The matter behind that is, in a very real way, what Advent's all about. It's about preparing our hearts for Jesus. It's about preparing our minds for the fullness of belief. Belief that the Lord comes to claim us for himself. The Lord desires us for himself. Advent is a beautiful, a powerful opportunity. Not a very long one, mind you, only 4 weeks. Wherein we get to not only learn from the past, prepare for the future, but totally and completely be alive in the present moment. We are nourished, we are challenged, we are comforted, we are consoled by the words of the holy prophet Isaiah. In our experience of Holy Mass, whether it's on a weekday or on the Lord's Day, we have this incredible opportunity to receive God in the flesh, to receive the living God who Isaiah only was able to speak about, but never able to see while he was on earth. We are able to receive Jesus, who is the Christ, in Holy Communion. Isaiah only wrote about him. Isaiah had a deep, abiding, profound, powerful love for the living God. But what we have at our fingertips, what we are able to live in our attendance at Holy Mass, is something that Isaiah could have only dreamt about, never actually lived. The second coming of the Lord that Advent prepares us for is the Mass, how to live, how to pray, how to love the Holy Mass. Not to allow excuse upon excuse upon excuse to keep us away from the Lord, but rather to see everything in reality as an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord, first and foremost in the prayers of the Holy Mass. Then there is the third coming of the Lord that Advent really prepares us for, and that's the final coming. You know, it's a good litmus test, if you will, a barometer. Take the temperature of your soul. If you think about the end of the world, if you think about Jesus coming for the final time at the end of the ages, is that something that you're excited about, or something that kind of fills you with dread and anxiety? I mean, it's a very real reaction or response, depending upon where the disposition of your heart may be. But nevertheless, it's an opportunity. It's like, do we yearn for the coming of Jesus? Do we want the final coming to take place right here, right now? Or do we want to put it off a year or 10 or 100 because we're not yet ready? If we're not yet ready for the Lord, that's why Advent is challenging us, to be ready for the coming of the Lord. In the words of our beloved Savior himself, taken from the Gospel of Mark, from the first Sunday of Advent, what does Jesus say himself? Stay awake, watch, be alert, pay attention, be alert, watch for the coming of the Lord. And the Lord, our beloved Savior himself, he uses, you know, a teaching tool in telling those who dare to listen to his words. He uses the example of a man who left his home to go on a trip, to go on a journey. And those he leaves behind, they don't know exactly when he's going to return. Evening, middle of the night, early morning, morning itself. But they know the master is coming. They know the master of the house is coming, so they stay awake. They remain attentive. Kind of like that image of little children at home. They know that their parent is coming. They know that dad's on his way home for work. They know that mom's on her way home from grandma and grandpa's. They know that mom or dad are coming, and so they wait by the door. They can't wait to see their mom or dad. But see, within the mind, within the heart of that child, there's a desire to welcome the parent who's on their way. All too often is the case where, unfortunately, members of the household just don't care. They're focused more on other things rather than that which is important. Welcoming the father, welcoming the mother. In the example that our beloved Savior, Jesus the Christ, uses himself, those who are in the household, those who are of the household, they know what is important. It is the arrival of the master, and so they stay awake. They watch. They are alert. They are waiting. There's that vigilance there. In the opening prayer for first Sunday of Advent, you know, the priest prays to the living God on behalf of all of humanity, grant us the resolve to run forth to meet the Messiah. We need to have within our hearts a desire that ultimately comes from the Lord himself. We need to have within our hearts a resolve, not only a desire, but also a resolve to do whatever it takes to meet the Lord. To no longer allow reality to get in the way, to no longer allow the feelings of others to get in the way, but I want the Lord. I need the Lord. The Lord is coming and indeed is already here. Do I have the resolve within my heart to go and meet the Lord Jesus? Advent gives us a powerful opportunity to move out of ourselves so as to experience the power, the beauty, the peace of Jesus. So we ask him in this brief meditation today for the grace of hope, because ultimately it takes hope to propel us towards the Lord. We have to hope in heaven. We have to hope in the Lord. We have to accept that gift that is a grace that plants deep within us the virtue of hope. We have to hope in something more. We have to hope in someone who is greater. We have to hope in the Lord. So we turn our minds and our hearts towards Jesus in this holy season of Advent, and we prepare for his coming, for his arrival, whether it be at the crib in Bethlehem, whether it be in the Holy Eucharist, at the altar, in Mass, or whether it be at the end of the ages. As we prepare for the coming of the Lord, may he give you his peace.